reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As it is Memorial Day weekend, and one of the things we remember on this day is those who have made sacrifices for our nation and to protect our liberties, we just like to take a moment and have those who have served in the military rise and be recognized. So if you've served in the military... We thank you for your service. The first reading for today is found in your Bibles in the book of 1 Kings. It's found on page 368, and we read 1 Kings chapter 8, selected verses beginning with verse 22. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants, who walk before you with all their heart, who have kept with your servant David, my father, what you declared to him. You spoke with your mouth, and with your hand have fulfilled it this day. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this house that I have built. Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, O my Lord God, listening to the cry and to the prayer that your servant prays before you this day, that your eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you have said, My name shall be there, that you may listen to the prayer that your servant offers toward this place. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people comes from a far country for your name's sake, for they shall hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm. When he comes and prays toward this house, hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, that they may know that this house that I have built is called by your name. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Galatians chapter 1, found on page 1243, and we read Galatians 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not there is another one, but there are some of you who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, and so now say again, If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For now am I seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, page 1104 in your pew Bibles, and we read Luke 7, verses 1 through 10. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation. And he is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, a centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. The text is based on your epistle lesson for today, where Paul writes, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed." This is our text. On a table next to my couch at home, we have some mechanical puzzles that have always been a delight to me, and my family seems to enjoy them as well. People come over, they pick one of them up. For instance, we have two horseshoes chained together. How many of you have seen that one? Yeah. And it's got this little round thing in the middle. And all you have to do is take it off. Well, it's incredibly easy if you know how. But there's really only one way you can get it off. And we've watched for hours on end. For instance, I have a nephew-in-law that comes over sometimes, and he always keeps on picking that up and working with it. And after about an hour, we start to say, "Would you like some help?" And you know what he says? No. He just keeps struggling with it. And I've got this other one too. It's a big bolt, and it's got a washer on it that's been cut in half and bent up slightly, and it's a pretty heavy washer. And then it has also a nut that's welded on it. But the nut has a couple of nice slices out of it that just about match that washer in its bent up position. And the goal is to take the washer off the bolt without a blowtorch. My children gave that to me one Christmas, and I have to admit I struggled with it for quite some time. I finally had to actually read the instructions, which, you know, for men, that's really hard to do. But once you learn the secret, particularly on that one, a two-year-old can do it. In fact, a two-year-old could probably do it easier than an adult. Because one of the things you have to know on this trick, one of the things you have to give up knowing is all your knowledge of the way nuts and bolts are supposed to work. And it's only when you give up that knowledge that you can actually remove the washer with ease. If you ever want to get me a Christmas present, no more coffee cups. I have enough coffee cups. But those mechanical puzzles, I do love. But there's only one way you can solve them. There's not multiple ways. It's kind of like the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are not multiple gospels. There's only one. And it works. Not only does it work, it is incredibly simple. Just like those puzzles. But what was so astonishing, and that's the word that Paul used in our lesson for today, what was so astonishing to him is that when people are even given this solution to the puzzle of life, they'll give it up to try to find some other way. And there is no other way that works. And yet we all see each and every day people trying to solve that puzzle of life some other way. What do we want in life? We want to see ourselves as good. We want to see ourselves as right. You know, everybody likes being right, right? Right? We want a secure future. And yet look at what people do with their lives. For instance, people who find themselves trapped by drugs or excessive use of alcohol. In the course of my ministry, I've dealt with a lot of people trapped in those sins. And one of the things that I have found in working with them is that people just don't gravitate to that as a natural matter of course. They're driven to it. Often trying to get rid of the memories of things that they have done in the past or things that have been done to them in the past. As if somehow by mentally wiping our brains, we can solve the problems of guilt and shame
and it never works. Never. And the ultimate solution is so easy. Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for all our sins. And all we have to do is receive it as a gift. But no, that's too easy. That's too simple. There must be another way. And so people keep on struggling and trying to find that other way, even though none works. Of course, there's a lot of other socially more acceptable ways that we try to establish our goodness and our rightness. Now, some people throw themselves into their work as if somehow working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, is going to make you into this great person. People often do so to the destruction of all the relationships they say that they value. There's even people that throw themselves into family, that do so to their own harm and even to their own family's harm. Look at the schedules of people today. You know that in studying children growing up, the best thing you can do to help them develop cognitively is give them free play. You know, just time to sit around and play. When do the average family today just sit down with nothing to do and play? It's a rare moment in our world. We've got everything scheduled. Tonight it's soccer. Tomorrow it's a dance class. This weekend we've got that tournament. The average American family today has every minute scheduled. Something we've got to do. And you know what gets left out? Rest. Including that time where we come here just to sit in a pew and listen. Rest for our souls. We work so hard, trying to make ourselves good, trying to make our lives into something. Like that nephew of mine who comes over and plays hours on end with that stupid set of horseshoes, trying to get that ring off. Oh, it's actually quite simple. Let me show you. No, I'm going to figure it out myself. God's way is so easy. And He Himself, like Paul, is astonished. Not only by the people who don't want to listen to His way, but to the people who have found the way and go looking for something else. It is by His grace in Christ, by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for us, and in the resurrection, that forgiveness and life have been given to all of us. And all we must do is seize it, receive it as it is given to us from His hand, and not let go. That is the easy and the simple solution to the puzzle of life. May God grant that we never look for some other way. But my dear friends, You know so many people in your own lives who are constantly searching for some other way than the way that has been shown us in Christ. May God help us to show them His solution, that their searching may come to an end, and that they may find rest in the grace that God has given us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.